आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
chant second and third.
Jantunam nara janma dulabha mata, jantunam nara janma dulabha mata, pumstvam tato vipratha, pumstvam tato vipratha, tasmat vaidika dharma marga bharata, tasmat vaidika dharma marga bharata, vidvatvam asmat param, vidvatvam asmat param, atman atma vivechanam swanubhava, atman atma vivechanam swanubhava, brahmatmana samsthiti, brahmatmana mumukshutvam manushyatvam mumukshutvam mahapurusha sansrayah
jantu nam nar janma durlabham matah. Among all the beings, to get the human birth is the rare thing, durlabh. We don't consider it is durlabh, but it is really, really durlabh. And the Lord has got 84 lakhs types of dresses, which one is the human dress also, human form. It's a durlabh. Punstam tato, punstam, manliness, masculine qualities, that doesn't mean that the all women are excluded. No, even the women have got these qualities. What are these qualities? You can say determination, resolution, whatever you decide, you are firm, you are steadfast. Punstam tato viprata. Tato viprata means then you have got the vedabhyasi bhavet vipra. Vedabhyasi, only by chanting. If you continuously, if you are daily chanting Vedas, then you are Vipra. It's not the Vipra means Brahman. Brahman doesn't mean that born in the Brahman family. Here means you have got the Sattvic quality. If you have got the Sattvic quality, then only you will be studying Veda. So you become Vipra. You have got that quality also, Viprata. Tasmad Vaidik Dharma Marga Parta. And after that, you are following the Vaidik Marga. What is this Vaidik mark? Pravritti mark and Nivritti mark. In the Veda there are only two mark. And both the mark takes you to that ultimate goal. Pravritti mark, what is this Pravritti mark? Pravritti mark, you have got lot of vasana, so you have to do your karma according to certain technique given by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita chapter 3. What is that? Karma yoga. So that is called the Pravritti mark. And what is the Nivritti mark? When the vasanas are reduced, then after that you don't have to do karma yoga now. Stop. Come to the Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. This is Nivritti mark. So both mark will take you to the same goal. Depending on your status, depending on number of vasana you have got, if you have got more vasana, you have to start with karma yoga. If your vasanas are less, you have to start with the Nivrittima, Sravan Mana Nididhyasana. So both Pravritti and Nivritti both take you to same goal. Tasmat Vaidik Dharma Marga Parta Vitvat Asmat Param. And after that, you have reached Guru and you have listened. This part states about the Sravan, Shruti Sravan. After that, Atma Anatma Vivechanam. Then you came to know that you have to do the Atma and Anatma Vivechanam. We always did Anatma and Anatma Vivechanam. Now you have to do Atma and Anatma Vivechanam. After Atma and Anatma Vivechanam, there are only two things, Atma and Anatma. We were doing only Anatma and Anatma Vivechanam. Now start doing Atma Vivechanam. And choose any one of them. Anatma will always give you sorrow. And Atma will give you permanent happiness. Choice is yours. You want to revel in Anatma? Okay, go. If you want permanent happiness, choose. It's available. It's with you. Atma and Atma Vivekanam. Then after the next comes the Swa-anubhava. So Atma and Atma Vivekanam reflects the Manan part. Earlier was Sravan part. Now Swa-anubhava. Sustu anubhava, experience yourself. It is there, it is with you, that Atman is with you. Then after that, Brahmatmana sansthiti, then abide in that Brahmatma sthiti. Consider yourself Brahman. Don't consider yourself body thereafter. You are Brahman. Stay in that. Firmly abide in that status that I am Brahman. What is our present status? Dehoham. This is our present status. And what is the next status? Brahmoham. I am Brahman. Abide in that. mukti na sat janma koti sukratahi punya bina labhyate. So you cannot get this mukti, the whole process, this ladder of evolution you will not get unless you have done koti janma punya. So if you are sitting here in the satsang, know it for sure, you have done koti janma punya. Otherwise the gates are open, anybody can walk in. Everybody is not allowed. So punya is there. Like Tulsidas ji said, bin satsang vivek na hoy, Ram kripa bin sulabh na soy. Satsang, bin satsang, vivek na hoy, you will not get the vivek. Which vivek? Atma and atma vivek. You will not get Atma and Atma Vivek without satsang. And once you get the satsang, know it for sure that the Ram Kripa is there. Without Ram Kripa, you will not get satsang. Good. Then after that, it is said, Durlabham Trameta Devanugrahetukam. These three are very, very difficult to get. You get only by the grace of the Lord. What is those three things? Manushyattam, Mamuchyattam, Mahapurusa Sansraya, Manushyattam. You see, the Manushya, human body is different. But even in human body, you may be having animal tendencies. What is this animalist tendencies? Many people are tamasic. They get joy by hurting others. That is not Manushyattam. That is tamasic quality. So manushyattam, if you have got this thing, what are those things? Manushyattam, kindness, love, mercy, forgiveness. Manushyattam. Now suppose you have got the manushyattam, but mamuchyattam is not there. There is no hunger for liberation. You may have got manushyattam, these qualities, these values you have got. You are practicing that. But mamuchyattam has not come. Hunger to liberate. I want to know Atman. I want to get it. So second difficult thing is to get the Mochuddham. I want to get liberation. I want to get liberated. Mochuddham. You have got the urge also. But now Guru is not there. Guru bin Gyan. Gyan bin chela, nisadan firat udasi, Kabir Dasi says. Bin guru gyan. Gyan bin chela, nisadan firat udasi, always he is udas, always he is in sorrow. Why he is in sorrow? Because he is reveling in anatma vastu. We are all reveling in the anatma vastu, therefore we are all udasi, always sorrowful. So Mahapurusa Sansraya, so you get the Guru also. So these three things are very, very rare. Now in the verse number 4, Shankaracharya is telling about our situation. Miseries of the unspiritual man, though you are not walking the path of spirituality, what is their position?
Ladhva katham chinnarajanma durlabham. Ladhva katham chinnarajanma durlabham. Tatrapi pumsvam shrutiparadarshanam. Tatrapi pumsvam shrutiparadarshanam. Yasvatma muktai nayate tamuradhi. Yasvatma muktai nayate tamuradhi. Sayat mahaswam vinihantya sadgraha. Sayat mahaswam vinihantya sadgraha. Ladhva katham chinnarajanma durlabham. Tatrapi pumsvam shrutiparadarshanam. Yasvatma muktau nayate tamuradhi. Sayat mahaswam vinihantya sadgrahat.
Now you have reached the Guru, and now you say, Ho jao Suru Guru, start speaking, tell me the knowledge. Very good. Some people, you know, they don't believe. Last previous birth, rebirth, they don't believe. There are many people, they say, no. Koi punyan nahi kiya. Very good. So, you are an intelligent person. Oh, that is not the kripa of the Lord. It is in our genes, our family has got that gene. We are all intelligent people. Very good. Chalo, aap intelligent bhi ho. Don't believe in the past. At least you believe in the present, that you have got the rare opportunity, you have got this human birth. Utilize this present. Achha, theek hai. Labdha katham chit narjanma durlam. Labdha, you got this. Katham chit, somehow you got it now. Somehow you got this human birth. Tatrapi punstam, also you got the masculine qualities also. You have got the quality. You are firm, you are resolute. Good. Then after that, you have developed some dispassionate also, vairagya also has come to you. And Shruti Par Darsanam, you reach the Guru also. Shruti Par Darsanam. Shruti Be. Par means the other shore. Other shore, the end. Other end means Upanishad. Darsanam. Guru told you about the Upanishadic part. Shruti Par. Shruti tells you about the other soul. What is the other soul? Atma. We are on this soul, Anatma. Atma is other soul. Uttarkanda. Uttarkanda Veda. That is called Shruti Par Darsanam. He told you. It is very difficult to study the scripture by yourself. You will not be able to understand. According to the requirement of the student, Guru will give you the thing required. Oh, you are fit for this. You are fit for this. You got to know this, this much, this much. You need not study the whole karma kanda. Not required. Shruti Par Darsanam. And you understood the meaning also. In Tattvabodh, Shankaracharya said, Madhiyam Sariram, Madhiya Pranaha. And you understood also that the body is different from me, mind is different from me, prana is different from me. When we say my book is different from me. And in our daily life, my body. My mind is not good today. I am upset today. My intellect is dull. Nothing coming into the head. My, you say. Does that not mean they are different from you? So simple to understand. Well, I understood that also. That the mind, body, intellect, all are different from that tattva, that I, the pure I, the Atman. Very good. Now, do you remember anything good you have done in this life to get these three Manushyatnam, Mumuchyatnam, Mahapurush Sansara? Do you remember? Anybody remember here? Have you done anything good that you got all these three? Manushyatnam, without Manushyatnam, you will not come here. Mumuchyatnam, unless you have got the desire that I want to know Atman, then you all have come here. Mahapurush Sansara, you got an Acharya who is explaining you. We don't remember. Yatu Atma Muktau Na Yatet Murdhi. If he does not strive for the realization even thereafter, the Mood Sabda is very dear to Shankaracharya. He is Murdhi, he is poor. Even after getting all these things, he is not trying. He is saying, you are fool. Murdhi. Why is he not striving? Two reasons. One is he's lazy. He's tamasic. Doesn't want to come out of the bed even at 7:30 in the morning. Lazy. Number two, he is deluded. He is roaming in the bhavasukha. He is roaming in the OET. He has got lot of rag and dvesh, lots of likes and dislikes. And because of his likes and dislikes, he is continuously roaming in object, emotions and thought. In human birth, you can become Bhishma Pitama. In human birth, you can become Yayati. You can rise, become like a Bhishma Pitama. Or you can degrade yourself to Yayati, who was always in the sensual things. You can become Devata, you can become Danav. Both doors are open in human birth. Choice is yours. You want to be Danav? Okay, become Danav. You want to become Devata? Evolve. Follow the steps given there. 8 steps. We both have got the letter of rise. Verse number 2 of Vivek Chudamani gives you the letter of rise. In Bhagavad Gita, there is letter of fall. In chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. Dhyayate Vishayan Punsa. Start thinking about the Vishay, about the sense objects of the world. Ultimately, you will perish. All the steps are given there also. So, how to rise? Number 1. Follow the steps given in verse 2. Number 2. Follow. Kal bataya tha. Bhaj Govindam. 4 steps, satsangate nisangatvam. Then, Guruji, 2 steps. Then, 1 step. What is that 1 step? Kal bataya humne. Bhul gaye, dekho kal bataya tha. What was that? In Bhaj Govindam, last verse is, if you don't want to do anything, humse kuch nahi hoga. Come to the Guru, whatever Guru says, do it. 1 step. Follow these steps. It is said, nar karni kare to narayan ho jaye. So we have to strive, we have to do all these things. In some people, we find the divinity in the world. We find, oh, are he to devta hai. See, he got all these things by effort only. But the animals can't do this thing. Animals can't. Animals can't learn Sanskrit, Hindi, English, French. But we can learn their songs also. Sometimes we make the songs of animals also. One magician made the sound of crow, and it was so real, many crows came. Children were sitting there, oh, ka, 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 from home. Come. We copy them. Our many, many asanas are based on the animals. Mayurasana, Ushtasana, many, many asanas are like that. We have copied. One Mahatma said jokingly, you know, the animals are more evolved than humans. His joke. So how? Have you seen any animal wearing specs? No. Well, I will tell you another reason also. People buy ticket and go to the race course to see the horse running. Is it not so? They buy ticket. For what? For seeing the horses running. Have you ever seen any animal coming to Olympics where the people are running? No. So they are more evolved. Joke. So one who does not progress spiritually, Shankaracharya is saying, he is moodadhi. Then he says, not only that, yastu atma muktau na yatet, one who is not striving for the mukti, not trying to get this knowledge, not trying to get this spirituality, he is murdhi, sa atmaha, He is committing suicide. Why suicide? He is losing this golden opportunity to get this in human birth. But he is not giving value, he is not giving importance to it. Therefore, it is atmahatya. Same thing we have studied in our Isavasya Upanishad and Keno Upanishad. We have studied both Upanishad here. And in both Upanishad it was said, those who are not striving for this, they are committing suicide. Verse number 3 of Isavasya Upanishad was said, Asurya nam te lokaha andhena tamsa britaha tagumste pritya vigachanti yeke cha atmahano jana. Those who do not study and get this knowledge in this life, they go to the loka, asurya, where there is no surya, that means there is darkness, that means there is ignorance, and they go on in cycle of birth and death, continuously. Atmahatya. They are committing suicide. You are not valuing it. In Keno Upanishad we have seen, iha ched avediti atha satyam asti na ched iha avediti mahati vinasti. If you understand here in this life, if you come to know, then you get the total fulfillment. Total fulfillment. If you don't understand, mahati vinasti. You are in the cycle of birth and death continuously. So all Upanishad again and again impress on this point, stress on this point, that we should strive for this. Good. One lazy person died. So again a joke. Lazy person died, and on whose grave it was written, he forgot to take breathing. Lazy. One boy got lot of birthday gifts. And you know, when we give the birthday gift, it's all wrapped in beautiful papers. The boy was very unhappy. Why unhappy? Lazy, he doesn't want to open. Food is there. We are not ready to move our hands. Usko pick karo, khao, lazy. Knowledge is available. The Atman is with you. But we are not trying to get it. Murdi, why we are not trying? It is said, asad grihat. Because they are holding on to asad. What is asad? There are only two things. This is sat. Atman is sat. Other than Atman, everything is. So why is not trying? Because he is holding on to asad. That is why he is not trying. Asad grihat. Very good. Then, what after that?
Next. Itakonvasti mudhatma. Itakonvasti mudhatma. Yastu swarthe pramadyati,
yastu swarthe pramadyati,
durlabham manusham deham,
durlabham manusham deham,
prapya tatrapi paurusham,
prapya tatrapi paurusham.
Itah konvasti mudhatma, yastu swarthe pramadyati, durlabham manusham deham, prapya tatrapi paurusham.
Now Shankaracharya is a little bit angry. Again he is repeating the same thought here. Itha konvasti mudhatma. Can there be a more mood like this? Yastu swarthe pramadyati, in his own welfare, he is negligent. Pramadi. Pramadi means lazy, heedless, careless, sleepy. Nidra, alasya, not caring for anything is pramadi. So he said, pramadyati. You are not giving importance to it. It is in your welfare. You will become permanently happy. You will not have to take birth after this, but still you are pramadi, you are lazy, you don't want this. In other words, we want to say, utho jago, utho jago. And go ahead, go to the teacher. Durlabham manas deham prapya tatrapi paurusam. Durlabham manasam deham. You have got this human form. Durlabham manasam deham prapya tatrapi paurusam. Paurusam means you have got the human quality also. Manushyattam is with you. And still after that, if you are not striving, that is really, really bad. Good. You see, a dog is born as a dog, he will die as a dog. He cannot evolve. But a human can evolve. Follow the sadhana and evolve. And our Upanishad also says, Uttishta Jagrata Prapya Varan Nibodhata. Arise, awake, having reached the great teacher, learn to realize the Atma. That is, in our scriptures, is stated to be the first goal to be achieved. It's not that, it's not saying that don't earn money. Earn money. Money is the means, but money is not the goal. We have forgotten our goal and we have made money as our goal. And it will tell also, by money you will not get this thing. It will come. So some got inspired. Shankaracharya says, careful. What you are doing, you think, and then do the sadhana. So the next topic is discuss the knowledge of self and the way to realize it.
Vadantu shastrani yajantu devan. Vadantu shastrani yajantu devan. Kurvantu karmani bhajantu devata. Kurvantu karmani bhajantu devata. Atmaikya bodhena vina vimukti. Atmaikya bodhena vina vimukti. Nasidhyati brahma shatantarepi. Nasidhyati brahma shatantarepi. Together, all of you chant please.
Vadantu shastrani yajantu devan. Kurvantu karmani bhajantu devata. Atmaikya bodhena vina vimukti. Nasidhyati brahma shatantarepi.
Now in this verse it is stated what you can get by karmakand and upasana. You must be very, very clear by doing what sadhana, what result you will get. So it is said, Badantu Sastrani. There are many people who have memorized the Sastra. They are erudite scholars, they will quote from here and there from different Sastra as if they know everything. They are just memorized. No doubt memorizing is also will give you punna. I can chant 700 verses of Gita, but I don't understand the meaning. But even the chanting also will give you some merit. But that merit you will have to exhaust again, take a birth and come back. Don't misunderstand. That will also give you punna. I also requested all of you to chant or memorize Upadesh Sar, Ishavasya Upanishad. But that has got a purpose. Don't misunderstand. Even while memorizing also a doubt may come. Whatever doubt, Vakratunda Mahakaya, Surya Koti Samatra. Surya Koti. Is it Surya Koti or Chandra Koti? Doubt has come. Memorizing. Many times it happens. So some people are erudite scholar. They have memorized. And they say, "Bas, this is whole life they are doing this thing." Shankaracharya is cautioning. He is not saying it's bad, but he will tell what will happen with this. Vadantu sastrani yajantu devatan. Yajantu devatan. Yaj means doing the puja, doing swaha swaha for hours. Karmakand. Bhajantu, also karmakand. Then the third type of people, kurvantu karmani. Doing lot of work. We know many people, they do seva, they go to the temple. Many of you also might be going also there, doing the seva. It's not bad. But ask them, come to satsang. Their view is, it is wastage of time, satsang. They will not come. But they will do yajantu. Yaj means seva, bhajantu devata. Kurvantu karmani, and the last one is the bhajantu devata. They do the bhajan, seva, kirtan, jap. I have not seen here, but in India you will find many people doing in the morning walk. They will take the mala and there the bag here, the, this finger is there outside and doing the morning walk. So chanting of mantra, bhajan, kirtan, yajna. So first three is the karma kand and the fourth one is the bhajantu devata, is the upasana kand. Karma kand and upasana kand will not give you liberation. Know it for sure. Atmaika bodhena vina vimukti na siddhyati brahma satantarepi. You will not get mukti. Even if you continue to do all these things, badantu sastrani, yajantu devan, kurvantu karmani, bhajantu devata, for 100 lives of Brahmaji, you will not get mukti. Mukti you will get only by atmaika bodhena. Till you get this knowledge that the Atma and the Brahman is one and same, it is with you. You are not Jiva, you are Brahman. Without this knowledge, you will never get liberated. With all these sadhanas stated earlier, you are in Punya. With this Punya, you have to take again birth. You will go to the heaven. After exhausting Punya, you will come back. You will not get liberation. Liberation will happen only with the Atma Ikya Bodhena. Jeeva and Atma is one and same. You are Brahman, you are Atman. Without that knowledge, it will not happen. Brahma Satantare, no mukti even if you do this for 100 lives of Brahmaji. And what is this 100 lives of Brahmaji? I will show you some calculation, but before that, let me tell you, in Bhaj Govindam it is said, Kurute Ganga Sagar Gamanam Brat Paripalam Atvadanam Jnana Bhina Sarva Matena. Without the knowledge, Sarva Matena. Bhajitana Mukti Janma Satena. Without knowledge in 100 lives, you will not get Mukti. You can do Ganga Sagar Snana. Those are all required. They have got a specific purpose. After the purpose is served, leave them. बोधन्य साधनेभ्यो ही साक्षात मोक्षैक साधनम पाकस्य वन्निवत ज्ञानम बिना मोक्षो न सिद्धति. विदाउट द नॉलेज इट विल नेवर हैपन. गुड. व्हाट इज दिस ब्रह्मा जीज लाइफ? डू यू नो द ब्रह्मा जी लाइफ? नो ना.
4.3 billion years.
We'll see it and compare with our life. How much is Kali Yuga? 4 lakh.
Not right.
32.
How much is Dwapar?
4 lakh.
No, 2 times.
2 times.
864. How much is Treta? 3 lakh. And how much is Satyu? 4 times. 4 times of what? 4 times of this, okay. 16, 17. This is called one Chaturyuga. One Yuga, Kali Yuga is 4,32,000, Dwapar is 2 times, 8,64,000, Treta is 3 times, 1,296,000, and Satyuga 4 times, 17,28,000. I know, ladies and gentlemen. Any mathematics? 1,000 Chaturyuga is equal to 12 hours of Brahmaji, one day. Chatur Yuga is equal to 12 hours of second of Brahmaji is equal to divided by is equal to 1 lakh years of Brahma. Very good. Our 100th year of life.
equal to 0.001 second of time.
So Shankaracharya is not criticizing the sadhana here. What he is trying to tell us, the limits of these sadhanas. Understand these limits. These sadhanas are required for your purification of mind and concentration of mind. First three, Badantu Sastrani, Yajantu Devan, Kurvantu Karmani, these are the karma kanda which will purify your mind. First step is purification of mind. And the second step, Bhajantu Devata, is the upasana, japa, which will concentrate your mind. But after they have given their fruits, leave them. Ho gaya kaam unka. Further start. Go ahead. Go for the knowledge now. But we have seen people stuck in this only four. We must know that the ignorance can be removed only by knowledge, not by these four. Ignorance can be removed only by knowledge. Not by karma, not by puja, not by chanting. These are all required. They have got a purpose. And that purpose is only purification of mind. When the purification has happened, leave it. Aage badho. Like we have seen in Pravritti Marg and Nibritti Marg. In Pravritti Marg it was said Karma Yoga. When you are fit for the Nibritti Marg, stop Karma Yoga. Go ahead. Go ahead with the Nibritti Marg. Yesterday we proved by karma you cannot remove your ignorance. Why?
It's not opposed to karma. Is not opposed to ignorance.
Karma is not opposed to ignorance. Karma is the effect of ajnana.
Ignorance.
Vasana is the effect, and effect cannot destroy cause. Gold ornaments are the effects of gold. Ornaments cannot destroy gold. Similarly, karma action is an effect of avidya, vasana. According to the vasana, according to my likes and dislikes, a desire will come in my mind. And according to that desire, I will act physically. That is action. What is action? Action is doing anything physically. So it started from ajnana. Therefore, karma can never give us jnana. Anybody having any doubt here? The knowledge should be doubt-free. Otherwise, you will not leave what you are doing. By karma kaan, you can never get the knowledge of self.
Isn't doing your study a karma? Isn't doing your study is a karma?
This is Nibritti Marg. Pravritti Marg is gone. You are not doing Karma Yoga now. You are doing the Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. This also is a karma, but this karma will take you to God. Other karma is taking you to OED. Nibritti Marg doesn't mean that you don't have to do karma. You have to do the karma, but the karma are different. You are doing now. Adhyatma studies we are doing. Sravan Manan Nidhityasana we are doing. And what is the purpose? Purpose is to get the knowledge, Adhyatma Jnana. I need that knowledge. After that knowledge, if you have got a doubt, you reflect on it. Manan karo. Still, if you want to experience it, go into Nidhityasana. Our scripture says, Atma Bare Drashtabhya Srotabhya Mantabhya Nidhityasitabhya. Atmavari drashtabhya, one should know the Atman. How you can know the Atman? Srotabhya. It never says swadhyayatva. Self-study se mil jayega. No. We are not said like that. Srotabhya, you have to listen. If there is a doubt, then mantabhya. There may be some people, no doubt, khatam. Sravana matrena jnanam bhavati, khatam. First step mein ho gaya kalyan. But suppose, we are intelligent people. Shastra, it was written by rishis and munis. Their intellect was not that developed. It's not in present day Kali Yuga, they don't work. No. Mantapya, start thinking on that. Reflect. Whatever Shastra says, it is true. 100% true. Mantapya, reflect on that and you will come to the same point. Yes, whatever Shastra has said is correct. No, I still want to verify, I want to experience Atman. Nidhityasitapya. Experience it. You will get it. And once you get it, kata, one experience is sufficient. One experience of electricity yoga is sufficient for the whole life. Is it not so? Do you want to experience again and again electricity yoga? Our Gurudev used to give the example of electricity yoga. Somebody wanted to, I want to experience electricity, kaisa hai? What is the feeling? Gurudev used to dramatically open the bulb, take it to go there, put your finger inside, touch it, then that fellow goes round and round for 2-3 times. That is, he got the experience. After that, further experience is not required. Similarly, this is also like that. One experience is sufficient. But in our Vedanta, it is said, it's not necessary that you have to go into the meditation and experience it. Without that also, if you understand, then it's okay. Are though the cheese is mein kitni difficulty, there are not 4-5 type things that bhatkan ho rahi, idhar ja rahe, udhar ja rahe. Leave one, you get another one. Khatam ho gaya. So simple mathematics. That also we are not able to do. Atma and Anatma. Good. We will chant 7 also. Just see the meaning.
Amritatvasya nashasti. Amritatvasya nashasti. Vitte netteva nishrutihi. Vitte netteva nishrutihi. Braviti karmano muktehe. Braviti karmano muktehe. Ahetuttvam sputam yataha. Ahetuttvam sputam yataha. Amritatvasya nashasti. Vitte netteva nishrutihi. Praviti karmano muktehe. Ahetuttvam sputam yataha.
Amritatvasya na asa asti vittena. By vitta, by money, amritatva asa na asti. You cannot get this amrita. Amrita means that tattva, that atman, by vitta, money you will not get. Vitta can be of two types. One is the laukik vitta, dollars. You can't buy atman, that you know very well. And another is the daivik vitta. Daivik means you have done a lot of punya. By punya, Shankaracharya already had said, you will not get atmatattva. What you will get with the daivik sukh? Higher sukh. You will go to the swarga. That is guaranteed. If you want to go and stay there for some time in Switzerland, okay, you go and come back. So with the both money, with the laukik money, and the daivik money, you can't get. Amritatva asa nasti. It is said in the scripture. Brabhiti karmano mukte ahetum sputam yata. Brabhiti karmana. By karma also you cannot get. Karma is not the hetu. By karma you will not get atmatattva. That we see in detail in our next. Class will